working Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right, so come by Sunday.
Hello and welcome to Smashing Sundays with me, Lucy Pinder.
And me, Beth Granville.
And we're not really sure, well, this is episode whatever the episode will be, because we keep recording and poor Dave, our editor, was like, you have a 1, 3 and 4. So we're just not going to number them now because we
episode
obviously can't
number
count.
Two is our ghost, but it's a Halloween ghost one, I think. Yeah, so
this
whatever.
This could be 2, 5, 6.
No idea. You'll hear it when you'll hear it, which is now, presumably.
Oh, fuck.
Oh! Beth has just poured water down herself.
Not just down myself. I'm going to Instagram a picture of this.
Shall I take a picture now?
Yeah. I'm soaked. I am nothing short of soaked.
Oh, love.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Look at my leg.
Oh!
And believe it or not, this is more embarrassing because we've got guests. You know when something awful happens in your house and you go, oh God, we've got guests. Because no one gives a shit when anything happens in the house other than if you've got guests. We're welcoming the wonderful comedians, actors, writers, part of the sketch group Egg and improv troupe Battle Act, who I've seen many times. I'm huge fans of them. They're wonderful. We're really lucky to have them. It's Anna Leong Brophy and Emily Lloyd Saney. Hello.
Hi. That
Hi.
Was
Hello,
pretty
ladies.
Much.
We have so many names.
That was a whole bottle almost that she just spilt on herself.
It was great.
That was brilliant.
We saw it going as well. You know, and you see it and you go, no, there's no way I can get there in time.
Yeah, it's slow mode, but.
I think you could have got there in time. Lucy.
Could I?
Yeah.
She could have. I thought that, but I didn't want to say. My leg looks like, you know, and I don't know if anyone's familiar with this, but I had my brother's like 8 years younger than me, so he was really little, and when someone with a wet nappy had sit
oh,
on you
yeah.
and you'd go, and that's what my leg looks like someone with a wet nappy. And I'm not into that stuff, so I'm good about it. Not anymore.
What a welcome.
Yes.
Sorry, girls.
Thank
that was
you.
Catastrophic, that.
It was.
How are you? Anna, you've come in with a big hummingbird bakery bag.
Yes, I just feel so yummy mummy walking around with a bougie cupcake bag. But it's a present. It's a present. It's a great present.
I feel like we've been missold. I thought that might have been for us.
I know, gutted, mate.
Thought it might have been for me. I'm a sketch partner.
So sorry.
Nah.
Did she ever buy you hummingbird cupcakes?
To be honest, she's a great wife.
Yeah.
And yeah, does treat me. And save my life on many occasions with sugar. So she can have that one.
Try.
Yeah.
It's a complicated relationship that runs mainly on treats.
It's a reward
based kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the only way to run any relationship.
Well, we're like, does, yeah. You cook, I clean.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know who's...
That's such a good combo.
Yeah.
If we live together... Who do you think would be the cook? And the
oh, we don't live together. We just pop round.
No, okay, fine.
No, I'm kidding.
No,
we do.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah, we do.
So it'd be funny if she came round my house to clean.
Yeah.
But I think we do.
If you and I live together, I think you would be the cook and the clean.
Oh, I don't know. You're pretty good.
Emily, you must have skills. What are
I
you
do,
bringing?
I do. I have them. Anna, and I would want to do all of those things. I just know Anna is better at those things. So I'll probably
I'm
just
like
let
that
her
with,
do them.
I'm like that with cooking. Like, I quite like cooking. Beth is an amazing cook. Like, you need your own cookbook because she's
really?
Fantastic. I bake. I'm a wonderful baker.
Cheers.
She's an amazing cook. And I just, oh, I get God. Amazing Sweet. Stuff cooked for me.
That is good.
I feel like Anna cooks or we cook.
Yeah.
It's not, if I mean, because you're so good at food, you'll just add a little.
I know, I get, I'm a bit of a control freak with it. If I can see someone doing something and I kind of want to go, oh, I'm going to do it like that, are you?
I'm well,
do you
want
to add some of that?
It's so awful, isn't it?
It's so
when,
bad.
Like, my mum does it to me, I'm like, all right, mum, get off my back. And then I'm like, oh, Adam, you want to be chopping that onion?
So, and I learned that quite, because you, Beth always, she does lovely roasts, and you kind of feel a bit, you're like, oh, can I help you with anything? And after the first couple of times, I was like, she don't want no help.
Yeah.
Like, should I peel
if
these?
If I do,
no.
I'll ask for it.
I like a sous chef, because that was my job growing up. It was like, my mum would be cooking Chinese food, and it takes like, it all happens very quickly. There's a lot of chopping, and then it happens all really quickly. So you'd have to sort of be there like, anticipating like some kind of genie, like, oh, she needs this wok quickly washed so she can use it again and chop this, da da da. And so then if anyone's like, is there anything I can do? I'm like, why don't you just know?
What have I got to tell you?
No, you're really instinctive like that, though. No, but those instinctive things are good. Like, you'll just do it. I'll just turn around, something's just done. And I'm like, yeah, of course I needed that done. It is nice. No, it's a beautiful skill, that. Like
that. And she left and it's never been the same.
Sorry, mate.
But Emily, I have to say, I have to put in a word for you.
Oh, thanks. So I was waiting for one.
So good at rustling up a lunch.
I am, aren't I? Yeah. You're always still hungry after the lunches I make you.
Well, that's because you make, like, healthy, fresh, delicious lunches where I'm like, shall I, you know, roast a whole chicken?
Should we add a chip butty to this salad?
What's your lunch speciality?
What is my lunch?
You make, like, amazing salads with, like...
I'll make a salad, but my idea of a salad is to put everything, absolutely everything in it. So butternut squash, avocado, feta.
Please.
Is there a green bean hanging around? That's going in.
It's all going in.
That's being fried up and going in. And then, you know, just the usuals. Lovely little dressing.
Seeds.
I don't like seeds.
I'm a
don't
seed
you?
Fan.
I love seeds.
So what you do? What's your texture doing in my salad? Get out. That's how I feel about seeds. Don't like them in smoothies.
So rude.
Don't like them in salads.
Wow.
Offer me some seeds. I'll take them. When they're the only
you just don't
texture.
Like them in stuff.
Don't get into my salad being a different small texture. It's going to get stuck in my teeth.
Okay. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
shit, we better move on from that. Cut that, Dave. Can't have any of that seed sponsorships going right out the window. And how do you... So that's how you sort of... Your friendship works. How do you work comedically together? Because I'm in a sketch group and I'm really fascinated by how sketch groups work. Do you spend a lot of time together socially? How do you get your material? How do you sort of do your writing?
Well, it was funny because the other day we hadn't seen each other for 4 days or 5 days, which is a lot of time for me and Anna because we're working on lots of stuff together. And we had 2 hours in a rehearsal room before we went to go and do a gig. And we had no time to catch up on those 4 days. And it was...
It felt just
maddening.
Wrong, disgusting.
We had to talk to each other about all the things that had happened tonight, but we didn't do it. We were really good.
Yeah.
And
which we're normally not. I love how we're like, so we actually rehearsed in the room that we had booked. But we were just, there's so many emotions I need to talk about.
Yeah.
We've had all these feelings and we've been apart.
So, yeah, that's where socially we want to catch up as friends, but we got work to do.
Yeah.
But we
yeah.
do spend, I would say, most days of the week together now. Mm-hmm. God damn, it's
nice.
Fun. God damn, it's
you know
fun.
What? It would be, I just envy the fact that you guys live together. We live so far apart.
I think you need to live together.
We live as far apart from each other.
It's
as
really
we possibly could.
Me and my really? Sketch partner do now. He lives in Norbiton at the moment, and I'm East London. And honestly, we may as well be Bristol and Cardiff.
Yeah.
Like, it's so far, and it's really tricky. So we'll meet in town or spend the evening. You know, he'll come and stay over for the night, but it's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think creative relationships when you live together are good. My ex used to live with his whole band, and some of their best stuff would be just round the kitchen table after a glass of wine when they hadn't planned to rehearse.
Yeah.
You know, because that is how creative relationships work. It's tough, that, isn't it?
Anna came over to my house once last year or the year before now. It's when we were making the Richard pictures. When we were making
just the
once.
I remember.
She's never been to my house since. The lunches was that bad. No, and we just had a few glasses of wine and we'd been rehearsing. And then most of the show came together that night, didn't it? So, yeah, you're absolutely right. We should live together.
And get drunk.
Yeah. But we have always said if the work ever affects the friendship, then... Egg has to, something's got to give.
So is that, were you friends before Egg?
Yeah.
Yeah, we improvised. So Emily joined Battle Axe and then we spent a few Edinburghs being like, you're so funny. We should do a sketch thing. And then never doing it, obviously, when we were drunk. And then finally, so we were really good friends by the time. Well, we were good friends. But we
working friends.
Really good friends.
We would only see each other for Battle Axe, but Battle Axe was quite busy at the time.
Mm.
And we just booked a room, I think.
Yeah.
And some fun stuff happened.
But we are much better friends now, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Just because of the amount of time and creative vulnerability and all of that stuff.
Yeah, 100%. When you've got to get up on stage together and do stuff that you've both written and rehearsed together that you've both found funny.
Yeah.
It's quite a bonding experience, isn't
it? Really
it
really is. We did a thing for our last show where, I mean, it came very organically. We didn't plan to do it, but where we just have a thing called Honesty Time. where we're just like, do you know what? This isn't at you. This is exactly how I'm feeling. And it's kind of an unwritten rule that the other one goes, well, you made me feel like this. It's just you have to listen and go, okay. And that really helped us in a lot of the stress of Edinburgh. Just if you're feeling snappy for no reason and taking it out on the other one, just to say, do you know what? Here's my honesty.
Yeah.
I feel like
I'm having an irrational or maybe, you know, an unfounded thing and I'm feeling, you know, antagonized by you and it's this, this and this. And then half the time even just saying it and knowing that the other person isn't going to go, well, go on yourself.
You yeah. Know,
like, just validate that you're feeling
like
something.
Proper couples therapy.
Oh, yeah. We are.
Yeah. And
pH
if relationships
45
could be that. And it's funny because you're so invested in your career. You want the show to be really good and you want the work that you make to be good. So you put in sort of maximum effort into like mediation, communication, all of those things.
Yeah.
Because I was just thinking about, because I don't have a boyfriend, but me and my sketch partner at one point, I just went, You're being a bit of a cunt.
Oh.
And it's really difficult for me to say that because I'm not confrontational at all. I'll just let things sit or I'll just go,
no,
oh, well, he did that. That was annoying. Like,
no.
Mate, that was a first, but I care so much about the work. I thought I can't let this sit. So normally I'll go, that was annoying, but okay, do you know what? They're not normally like that. I'll over empathize. I'll put myself in someone else's position and I won't say
anything.
The
manager of Gales in Wanstead might disagree with you not being confrontational.
I had a fight in Gales. We're now best of friends. It's a nice little story that maybe we'll do that one. But oh, Christ. I'm obsessed with bad service because I waited for you.
So are we?
Are
you?
Oh, I'm the same. I'm one of those like embarrassing, like, no, I'll just smile, nod, eat it and leave.
No.
Turns in good cop, bad cop in bad service.
I fucking love it, mate. All right, let me tell you about the Gales guy.
Okay,
so I don't normally, what I'm saying is I've lived with people for years. I don't have confrontation. I don't have rows, really. I just kind of go, oh, that's all right. And I'll
she
just let
hit,
it.
She does hit me, though.
If the bath
isn't clean.
Only if I've had a pint. We went to Gales and I'm absolutely, like, I worked in service for years in hospitality and I really enjoy it as a job. So, like, I know when it's fine, when people go, look, I'm so sorry, this is cold, or this has been a while, or, like, complaining is fine, as long as you're polite. Like, there's way worse things, exactly, than somebody complaining about their food, like somebody not making eye contact with you, or somebody be, do you know, that's what's shit.
Or someone clicking at you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. There's loads of stuff that's shit, but people maybe saying something is wrong with their food isn't a shit part of the job. It's just, it is. So the manager in Gales, I won't say which one, because I don't want to, you know, anyway. So we were out with, it was me, Lucy and our friend Harry, and their food arrived and mine hadn't, fine. I was having my tea, but they waited politely for like 15 seconds and then started eating.
I don't think any of us had, we didn't have any drinks either. We had our food, no drinks.
Okay.
Your food was nowhere to be seen.
And basically they'd finished their food and my food still wasn't there. And it's fine, we're all having a chat. But I just went down and I said, excuse me, I ordered some food. My friend's food is here. We all ordered it at the same time. Mine hasn't come. So I was just checking where it was. He went, we're really busy.
I mean, right.
Yeah, I can see there. I was like, no,
that's
sure.
Busyness.
But yeah, I went, okay, cool. But I just, is it coming? And he was like, well, yes, it's coming.
I just want to let you know that I'm having a physiological response to
you. Wait till you hear how this.
My palms are sweating.
Yeah.
My heart is racing.
I was literally like, wow, okay. So I went, right. So that, and he went, yes, it's coming. It was like Basil Fawlty. I'm doing it now. I was literally like, wow, okay.
When did he say, I'll deal with you later?
Oh, this was coming. So I went upstairs. No spoilers, mate. So I go upstairs, I wait, and then he keeps walking past and he was avoiding eye contact with me and I was going, oh, excuse me. And he's avoiding.
That sounds also like busy work. You know, when I'm like,
a walk with
purpose. You're going to do rushing walking.
yeah, exactly. We've all done that, mate.
I used to do that when I was
very busy.
We all do it.
So
I said, so anyway, then somebody comes with my food. It turns up, scrambled eggs. It was cold. Just as I went to ask if I could have some sauce with it, they'd gone. I was like, wow, nobody did a check back. It was freezing cold. It was gross. No sauce. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. And I went downstairs and I went, sorry, when you get a minute, could I just like, my food was cold and whatever. And he just went, yes. And I went, wow. So I went back up and then I said, excuse me, as he came past again. He went, I'll deal with you later.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, my God. I literally couldn't believe it, right? So there goes. So Harry and Lucy are like,
scrambled eggs.
Yeah. So I was like, this is fucking mad. So I went down and I stood there and he went, oh, yes. And I and Lucy and Harry were like, oh, God, this is really embarrassing. And I was like, this is fucking embarrassing.
I'm terrible. I had to leave Gales. It's embarrassing
that they've given me that. Yeah. Like, I'd be embarrassed.
Well, also, it's the concept that, like, we're very busy, so eat shit and die.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And can I have £43 for it, please? Yeah. So I was like, what the hell? So anyway, so then Harry and Lucy are outside. And I went, you are the rudest man I've ever met. He went, no, I'm not.
And I went, oh, mate, that guy last week.
Yeah. I was like, this is, mate, you're blowing my fucking mind. And our friend Harry hadn't been out to eat with us before, so he's watching through the window, pissing himself, filming for his Instagram story, me arguing with the manager to the tune of Killing in the Name of Rage Against the Machine for his story.
10 points, Harry.
And I went, and I was like, this is just mad. And I went, and he went, yes, I told you we're busy. He went, and I just went, this is astonishing, mate. I was like, hey, I mean, you're the manager. And he went, yeah. And I went, and you're really rude. What's happening? And he was like, so I said, I can't even go to anybody else. And he went, no. What do you want from me? Your money back? I went, well, yeah, that'd be quite nice. So he gets the tell. He's like throwing my money back at me. So anyway, we go in there quite regularly. So I don't want a fracas every time I go in there. So we were in there again and he walked past and he double took and he went, I thought I recognised that voice. And I went, mate, not today. I was at Pride last night. I've got a killer hangover. I'm not fighting with you today. He's like, no, it's fine. Anyway, now we get on really well.
What? But like that.
Such a weird thing because all you want is someone to go, I'm really sorry about that. I'll take some money off your bill. Yeah. That's it.
Just, oh, sorry. Do you want a coffee? Is everything all right?
And that's the thing, because you've worked in service, you know that those things are so easy. Like, have a Madeline.
Yeah. So how many times have you two done Edinburgh Fringe together?
As battle acts, probably five, six years. Many.
Wow.
Anna started battle acts, so has been doing it the whole time. I joined, how many years ago. And then we've done 2 Edinburgh shows together as a sketch duo as well.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah. You're doing it next year? Yeah, you are doing it next year.
We're aiming to do it next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so
trying.
It's hard though, isn't it? And you've got loads of other stuff. And you're going, oh, God, I've got a sketch show to write as well.
Well, I mean, things come up acting-wise, writing-wise, and we decided not to go up this year, just gone, because we'd have had two. We were writing another show and we're like, we're going to end up with 2 substandard shows here. But we just can't make it work when we're doing individual acting work as well.
And it's so vulnerable to be to be in Edinburgh being like, this show is not good enough.
Oh, mate, you've got to. I said to Garn and I was like, if we're going to go, it's got to be the best fucking thing we've ever written.
Yeah,
because I've done a few Edinburghs and loved the shows I've taken up, but haven't for the last couple of years because of that, because I've been writing a radio series and I just felt the quality of whatever I took up would suffer. And you cannot stand out in a street. It's flyering people.
Come and see my mediocre show.
And it's like, I mean, fuck it, you're going to see loads of other mediocre ones, let's be honest. But you want to believe in it. Yeah. You have to.
Well, I mean, you definitely don't want to look at a review and go,
correct.
Right.
That's exactly what I thought was wrong with this.
3 stars, and generous. Also, thanks very much. Don't mind if I do.
But it's we went up for a week, didn't we? This time, you went up for a bit over and did a few slots and gigs there. And I was really glad that we went up with a show because I think our style is going to change or is changing. Mm. And I think if we'd gone straight into a show after the last Edinburgh show, you'd have ended up with a similar format, similar, you know, because we're learning
but
as we go.
That's the nature of the beast. You just, if you do a show every year, you are coming back from Edinburgh, going to Corfu for a week and then starting on your show again. And,
oh, yeah, you really are.
It doesn't stop.
And you're like, wow, all that for 1 week in Corfu. I mean, I've never been to Corfu, but that's what I would imagine.
Yeah,
it is. Giving them my break. That's what I do.
Yeah. So
we talk a bit about what you like to get up to on a Sunday on this show. So obviously you two are kind of busy all week writing together. Would you ever spend a Sunday together? Or would you be like, no, I need a break from her?
We do. It's weird. We would. I'm going
but
to
you'd
go
end
out
up
there,
working.
No, I'd go out there and say we would, but because we spend most of the day together, and I work Saturdays as well, we have a kind of loose rule now that we try and keep Sundays sacrosanct. Mm, so we try and keep our Sundays for the people that we don't see because we're in front of each other so much. Our boyfriends, our family, go on. We have done it, but it's usually for fun. We don't work on Sundays anymore. Yeah. And guaranteed a gig will come through now for a Sunday that we cannot turn down.
Mm. We've got a gig on a Sunday in 2 weeks' time.
Oh, shit! Okay, there you go. But as a rule, we really try and keep Sundays a bit holy for our self-care.
Especially for you, because you work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
So I think Sundays... Oh, Sundays.
It's that one day off, Sundays. Isn't it? It's my only day off. I work 6 days as well.
Yeah.
And it Sundays. Is... So
such a special
lush.
Day.
It really is.
And I get quite stressed if it isn't as relaxing as I need it to be.
Mm.
So I'll ruin the day by stressing that, no, this isn't it.
Well,
we've
talked about that in past ones, is that there is that, especially if you're really busy and working all week, there's this pressure to be like, I want to have the perfect Sunday. I want to rest. I want to do this. I want to go for a dog walk. I want to go for a race. I want to do that. And if you don't kind of... If you get up a bit late, I always remember I used to be really annoyed if I was too hungover and got up too late.
Same.
On a Sunday. I was like, I've ruined my Sunday for another week.
Then you just grump your way through the Sunday. Like, well, this is, you've just made a self-fulfilling prophecy. I'm terrible for that.
Yeah.
But I feel like finally in the last year, I've gotten better at that by just going, okay, I am not good at relaxing completely. I'm not good at just being like, I'm just going to loll about.
You have one of the most active brains.
I'm so good at lolling about.
I'm rubbish at it as
well. My other half is really good at lolling about. And he's like, great, so I'll just like lie in, like loll about, great. And I'm like...
Does that mean laugh out loud about?
Oh, yeah.
Loll about.
Like lolling.
I know, it's sort of changed now, isn't it, lolling?
I think lolling, L-O-L-L-I-N-G, old school.
I mean, just, lounging in your comfies and then maybe popping out for this, that. I now am like, I know that I need to have actively done some things in my day.
Yeah.
And so I've created like active relaxation things. So like I'll go to yoga class or I'll garden.
Oh,
yes,
your garden is beautiful.
I've seen it on Instagram. I'm obsessed with it. I'm always responding to her allotment stories, her mini allotment stories.
When we were making Richard Pictures, the last sketch show, we realised how much our life had changed in that we relaxed by sending each other pictures of our gardens growing. That was what we did. Oh, look, I've got a courgette. Oh, my day is
satisfying,
so...
though, right?
So satisfying.
Anna's garden is flourishing. My garden has been 100% eaten by one squirrel. He's eaten every tomato off my tomato plant.
That squirrel.
My God. You own the squirrel, Anna, don't you? You've been letting him out of a box.
Basically,
and starving
you're just,
him.
You have a pet now.
Yeah, although he won't, I don't get any of the payoff off of having a pet. And he had this huge tomato, which was the last one on the plant, in his mouth when I went to open the back door.
Oh, I love that you actually catch him mid.
Oh, like, yeah.
There's a photo.
I was like, oh, cool. Oh, my God, he's got my tomato. That's the last tomato. And he couldn't even run away fast. But he knew I wasn't going to get him. He's like, see you later, bitch. And then just sat on the fence eating it at me.
I love that.
Amazing. So brazen.
He's eating the rest of the courgette plant.
I love it because I live in an area that is way too hood to have squirrels. So there are no squirrels. There's no wildlife of any kind. They're just like, my tomatoes are safe.
Yeah.
We've got so many. We couldn't have tomatoes. It's like Snow White's garden.
Literally, us two are like Chris Packham and Michaela Strachan in the flat, looking out the window. We've got a cat, foxes, birds. We had two birds come in the flat the other day, like
what?
Two fucking Disney princesses, apart from if Disney princesses screamed and shit themselves when birds came in the house.
So many
cats,
squirrels,
foxes, dogs. It's our neighbour lets the dogs out twice a day, it's fucking hilarious.
I think they're like Patterdales and Jack Russells.
So
they're
like open the back door and they go, wah, 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 wah.
It's like
literally
5 minutes.
It's just like Mr. Burns has gone, Smithers, release the hounds. And they come out and they bark like rage.
It's so
funny.
And
they go back in. But yeah, it's proper like active. So we probably couldn't grow anything.
No, that's why we don't have.
That's definitely why we don't grow anything.
Yeah.
Not because we're too hungover to get out there and water the plants.
If I could just like relax by sitting on the sofa, I would do that. But if I'm sitting on the sofa, I'm like, I should
we
be
get
doing...
guilt.
Oh, no,
get
I'm
guilt.
Like that as well. Yeah, I'm really, I like active relaxation because I'd like my brain to be doing something else. I think when you're self-employed as well, and I think if you write, you're always on.
Yeah.
You know, it's just mad.
You don't choose your hours. You work
and
every
hour. I had a deadline yesterday that I met and I was like, oh, this is absolutely banging. I can celebrate. And I was like, oh, no, God, I've got two more things to write, actually. It's relentless, because if it's not something you're doing for someone else, it's your own project you need to be working on, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to nowadays, because, you know, you're always contactable. Always, there's always an opportunity. Yeah. Like, we used to be really bad with... We'd preface it by going like, just a little brain dump, like, this is just, so you don't have to action it now, but inevitably the person at 11 p.m. would get the message and be like, okay, I should probably just send that email right now, blah, blah, you know.
Yeah. Mm. And the guilt, she's still working and I've stopped. And
so now it's just like, it's so hard to carve out a time where you're like, no, that literally, that is, draw the line, that stops. It just bleeds, it keeps bleeding into it.
We try and both stop at the same time now, don't we? So we're both done. Or if we know one is working, the other one. Because you get, it's a freelancer guilt. When you're not working, you feel guilty.
Yeah, it's mad.
Because you could be working in that moment, especially when it's an unquantifiable thing, like a deadline you need to get to. How dare I take this evening off and watch an episode of Glow?
Yeah.
You
know,
but at actually, least it's if you're going to do it, you should probably post something on Instagram. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah, blah, yeah, blah, yeah.
Like, even that is a thing.
And when you're working here, and then it gets to Sunday, there is, if I'm not doing active relaxation, I can't just sit. Because if I'm sitting, then I could be doing something. When there's a time to lean, there's a time to write a sitcom.
Yeah. As the old saying
but
goes.
But not on a Sunday.
But not, we try and keep Sundays. I mean, it's not always possible. You know, you might have an audition on the Monday, or we might have something we need to have learned by the Monday.
Definitely.
We're better.
I really recommend going full granny. Like, I've made jam, I bake bread, I do the garden.
We've got the time out walks in London book.
Yeah, yeah. We went for a lovely walk for your birthday.
Did.
Go on, recommend us your best walk out of that book, because I have seen that book. It looks great.
Well, actually, the best one was not in... I've only done one from that book, and that was the one we went on. Now I can't even remember what the place is called. You've done it before.
I've done it twice and I can't remember.
Memorable, then.
It was a viaduct.
Sounds great.
I love a viaduct.
But there was one, we were aiming to do one in the north of London. There was a big prudential cycle race. We couldn't get there. We about turned and we ended up accidentally doing a walk to a place called Woldingham, and it was so beautiful.
Woldingham.
Why do I know Woldingham?
Guildford, it's the North Downs Way, part of that.
Right.
Or South Downs Way. No, North Downs Way. It was so nice.
I referenced it in a sitcom once, that's why I know it. I've never been there.
Oh, right.
Just because it's a funny name. It's like Guildford.
Yeah.
It sounds quite funny to say.
But yes, I recommend that one. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah. There are some lovely Hampshire
canals.
Downs.
I like the canals in Hackney.
Oh, nice. Yes.
That's a real nice Sunday walk there. Oh, yeah. Loads of fit guys.
A foraging walk in Hackney the other day.
Similar.
And with a guy called John the Poacher, who leads these foraging walks, and he like forages stuff for you know, like found food places in Hackney.
It's so Hackney.
Everything's
so really
Hackney.
Relatable so stuff. Hackney. Yeah. Really relatable stuff.
You had a good haul, though.
It was great because you were just like, that does sound
what did
fun.
You get?
Through Hackney, I got a load of Mirabelle plums.
Oh.
Found this huge oyster mushroom growing on a log. Just like next to where some travellers were camping, and this kid.
Imagine someone's been like growing that mushroom. Oh, yeah. One and of the travellers.
You're a squirrel.
It's been foraged.
A human squirrel.
Exactly.
Are you sure it's not Anna dressed as a squirrel in your garden?
I actually would really love that. I would let her have the tomato rumbled. For that.
Yeah, it was great. I recommend it. It's good fun.
I'd love to do that, actually.
Found horseradish, dug up some horseradish.
Fun.
In Hackney. Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
What's his name? I'm going to write it down.
Literally, John the Poacher.
John the Poacher.
Well, I love that. I love going to get slow berries in
November. He sounds
November
like someone from a Beatrix Potter.
He's basically his
novel.
Yeah.
Novel? Shouldn't write novels.
We should all go dressed as squirrels.
Yeah.
Yes, go find slow berries dressed as squirrels.
I love getting a slow berry haul for slow gin.
Yeah, nice.
I used to love picking raspberries, but now I've got this thing with them. I had an incident with one.
Oh, no.
And now when I eat raspberries, I have to pick them completely apart just to make sure. So that's ruined.
Was
that
there something in it?
But when I found it, there was half of something in it.
What was it?
Well, I'd eaten half a maggot.
Oh, yeah. My dad did that the other day.
I mean, they can't hurt you, really. It's just a bit of protein.
They're probably quite nutritious, are they?
Probably.
There's a type of bug in Malaysia, where I'm from. I can't remember what it's called. It's absolutely heinous.
Oh, I love that word. I haven't said that word for ages.
It's really grim. I can't remember what it's called, but in Sabah, where my mum is from, they have these, and it's part of, like... if in the tribes, you eat them. And last time we went, my boyfriend ate one, and you kind of do like, God, you bite off the head. And like, you know what's that? Bite off the head and...
What are you saying in school?
That nursery rhyme of like, I'm gonna go and eat worms.
Very different schools.
No,
no.
We had a wiggly worm at the bottom of the garden, and his name was Wiggly Woo, but we did not eat him.
Not eat
in
his
the nursery
I'm
rhyme.
Excited about all the emails that we're flooding in. Right here, but yeah,
Chris Packham's gonna be right on that.
They're like the size of like your palm.
Oh
they
God, are, I thought you were talking like a little thing.
They are big.
What is it, like a grub?
Yeah.
Have you ever eaten one, Anna?
Absolutely not. Listen, no. I'll eat like a crispy grasshopper in Mexico or like a deep fried this, but I'm not going to eat a living...
No, Christ.
Not by choice.
No.
No.
I'm not squeamish, but...
That's
you know,
too much, too far.
I don't
that
have
is
to
too
eat
much.
It. There's like, a lot of delicious food here. I'm in Malaysia. No, thank you.
Yeah, not necessary.
You need to prove your masculinity by eating that
fine. Off
not
you
me.
Go.
Auditioning for I'm a Celebrity when no one's asked you to. Yeah. Like, no thanks.
My cousin was like, I didn't actually think you were going to eat that.
Oh,
like,
no.
But he did it.
What would you do if you were veggie and you're an I'm a Celebrity? Oh, sorry, I can't do that.
Be hungry. I think they've had veggies on it before. And then they just get hungry and they're like, oh, right, I'll have some alligator.
But what if you got voted to do the, like, eating the grubs and stuff? Would you just be like, I can't?
Do you know what? I think
I don't know.
They'd
give me
stand
a vomit
their ground
fruit.
And the nation would turn against them because we're that cruel.
We are.
Yeah. That's what would happen. Do they have veggie?
I'm going to worry about that when they ask me to go on it.
Okay.
Right.
What about you?
We're all thinking it.
Start worrying now. You're more likely to get asked than me, I think.
I'll just, No, well, I always, whenever I watched that and I thought if you were picked to do that trial... I think you just have to not even think about it, just do it. Don't even think about it. Don't sit there going, oh my God, just do it.
Yeah, because you're gag reflexes.
But being a vegetarian, I'd be like, well, I don't really want to eat something that's alive.
Especially
that
for a competition.
You probably wouldn't do it.
I don't think I would.
The whole
would I?
Thing.
I mean, I'm not going to get
I'd do
I used
it
to
for
get
the money.
Asked to do it. I got, like 3 years in a row, I went in for like meetings and they were like, yeah, we're going to get you on. And I was like, my God, I'm going to go and never did it.
And were you thinking then, I'll eat a grub? I'll eat a grub first.
She's practicing at home, she was. I'm going to get my head around this eating insect shit just for when I'm on.
No, I just used to always think, well, but they don't give you, they literally tell the contestants like a couple of weeks before you go on. So you watch it and you go, oh, well, you just have hypnotherapy to not be scared of spiders anymore. Or you do all this, but then you realise, you're like, oh, you don't actually know till a couple of weeks, if not less before,
in.
They're like, right, yep, you're on a plane.
Oh,
like,
imagine you're having prophylactic hypnotherapy in case you got asked to go on I'm a Celebrity. That's time on your hands, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hypnotherapy, what for?
What do you do with
just
yours?
Just all the I'm a Celebrity trials. Have you been asked? No.
No,
but you never know.
Like
want
to
be ready.
Prepared. Yeah.
Funny. So, girls, coming to the sort of close of Smashing Sundays.
We've literally talked about customer service.
And
which
I'm eating grubs.
Mate, I've been fucking dying to do a podcast on customer service. If anyone's listening to this, right, and they want to do one with me, I feel so passionate about customer service.
I've got two people that. Here.
I'm obsessed with it. Just one more quickly before we go, actually. I just remembered this one. My mum's friend was having one of those big dinners, you know, where you pay a deposit and it's like a Christmas night out.
Yes.
And they're all like nurses and like really lovely people and like healthcare workers and... They'd all paid to have this dinner, £25, and then you pay the rest on the night. And the waitress came over and put the thing down, and my mum's friend looked at it and is the most like warm, diplomatic, soft, lovely person of all the entire group. Looks at it, and they hadn't deducted the money they'd already paid, and went up and said, "Excuse me, I'm so sorry. We actually all paid a deposit per head, and it hasn't been taken off the bill." And the waitress went, "Keep your hair on." I know.
Oh.
Anna physically,
I would rip his hair off.
Her. I felt like I couldn't breathe when my mum told me that. That's one of my favourites.
Yeah.
I've got loads of good ones. My mum queued for ages in Tenby the other day because my mum's obsessed with it as well. And she queued for ages. My dad's waiting outside with the two dogs and they just managed to get a table and it's hectic and mum stands in this queue for 20 minutes and got up and... The guy said, "What's your table number?" Not like, "Hi, you know, thanks for waiting," nothing. Just, "What's your table number?" Mum went, "Oh, I don't know. My husband's just sat outside there." He went, "You'll need a table number. Next."
Oh,
and she walked out. My dad was like, "Oh, George, come on, we're leaving."
Yeah, that's what we should have
done. Marched off. It's amazing.
We've walked in a place, someone's been rude, and we've gone, looked at each other, gone, nah.
That's what I do. Yeah. Straight back out the door. No, vote with your feet. Like... Right, moving on off of time.
Sunday.
Yes. Sorry.
Not off of... I could talk about this shit all day, girls. I really, really could. But we're just going to do a real quick fire, because it has to be quick fire now.
Pew, pew, pew.
Favourite Sunday movie, favourite Sunday track to wake up to. You're getting up, you're going to have a lovely day doing your yoga and allotments and family and friends time. Bit of gardening, bit of lovely food, make a bit of jam, have a bit of bread, not speak to each other, not even reply to each other's texts. Tell each other to get fucked if you text each other. No work. What track do you wake up to and what movie do you watch in the evening?
Do you want to go first, Ben?
Anna, go.
I like an energising track, so I'd probably go for like some Lizzo.
Oh, yes, Ben.
Nice.
Just good. Get me up and going.
Yeah. Nice.
And then in the evening... I know, I just feel it's really corny, but like probably something like Singing in the Rain.
An oldie but a goodie. Yeah. I see, for Sunday, I never really listen to the radio, ever. Which is bad because I've got a radio show, I shouldn't really say that. But I never listen to the radio. But on a Sunday, I'll stick on something like Magic or Heart so I can get a bit of Bill Withers. Yeah. Lovely day. And, you know, just a little feel-good. Yeah. I like a little feel-good music. Ones that I would have never chosen to listen to, but I'm like, oh, happy music. So something like that. And then if I was watching a film, it would be something nostalgic, like Princess Brides, which Anna watched for the first day.
For the first time?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so good.
It's so good.
And did you see there was talk about remaking it?
Yeah, and the internet hated that.
No.
But that would be that's a Sunday movie.
That's a perfect Sunday movie.
And yes, please let it be pouring with rain outside. Yes. And I don't have anything to do, but I've got Princess Brides
on. We've got a projector as well. So nice.
Beautiful.
Just chill.
Lovely.
On Sunday.
Girls, that sounds perfect.
Enjoy your Sundays. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Gets me down, so come by Sunday. Make it after 3.
Come by Sunday and spend some time with me. Yeah, gack.
Yeah.
Horrible almost chocolate throat gack.
Enjoying this, Dave? Enjoying this?
Yeah.
Dave, keep that in.